unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about them.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all,
y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, over the airwaves of SiriusXM Mad Dog Sports Radio. Hope y'all have had a wonderful morning. Hope that I tip off your afternoon in the way that you want it tipped off. I was planning on starting the show with a combination of some NFL stuff along with some college football stuff, particularly considering what the Big 12 commissioner had to say about the athletic director at Notre Dame and some of the hyperbole that he's elected to engage in. I thought that y'all would be interested in hearing about that, talking about that, et cetera, et cetera. But I have some breaking news for you. There's no other way to slice it. You know, you're not going to, it's rare in a day you're going to see me lead a show with baseball. It's not something that I'm prone to do, okay? But certain times call for certain measures. Breaking news, courtesy of Jeff Passan of ESPN, first baseman Pete Alonso of the New York Mets is finalizing a five-year, $155 million deal with the Baltimore Orioles. I mean, talk about a franchise that's basically said, you know what, we ain't trying to win. You let Edwin Diaz, your closer, get away to the Los Angeles Dodgers, the reigning two-time defending World Series champions. You let Edwin Diaz get away from you because of $3 million. You had $66 million on the table. The Dodgers had $69 million on the table. Edwin Diaz tells you, match it, and I'll stay. And you say, no. You're the owner, Steve Cohen. You're the richest owner in baseball. You're worth about $23 billion. And because you're losing $100 million to a couple of hundred million dollars each year over the last couple of years in your eyes or whatever, you say, bump that, I ain't losing no more money, so I'm not going to pay that. You tried to go out and get Kyle Schwarber from the Philadelphia Phillies, but he used everybody like pawns to make sure he got his five-year, $150 million deal from the Philadelphia Phillies. The Mets offered him a three-year deal at $120. Why didn't you offer him a four-year deal at $160? He might have took that. And now, after that doesn't happen for you, and after Edwin Diaz goes out the door, what do? You let Pete Alonso, who smacked 38 home runs for you last season, 126 RBIs, batted 272, 32 points higher than he did the year before, about 55 points higher than he did the year before that. This man goes out, smacks 38 home runs, 126 RBIs, in a year way better than himself, where, by the way, he played in all 162 games for the second consecutive season. And it was the third time in the last 4 years that he's played 160 games at least for you. And that's the dude that you let get away to the Baltimore Orioles. This is very, very, very bad for the New York Mets. You can slice it any way you want to. You ain't trying to win. You ain't trying to win when you let all of this happen. This is a PR nightmare. So much for this guy coming to Queens and having deep pockets and trying to be the modern day version of George Steinbrenner, the late owner of the New York Yankees, God rest his soul. So much for Steve Cohen being that guy. Because now you're a New York Mets fan. What are you thinking right now? How are you feeling? What are you doing? I mean, when you look at it right now, what is there to say? You let Pete Alonso get away after you don't get Kyle Schwarber, after you let Edwin Diaz get away to the reigning defending two-time champions within your own conference. It ain't like he went to the American League. He stayed in the National League and went to a team better than you. You let that happen? You let that happen, you're the New York Mets. You let that happen? I mean, this is bad. This is very, very bad. And I'm looking at Pete Alonso here. The guy's only 31 years of age. He's been in the league about 7 years. Let's look at him. All right? He got injured in year two. So he hits 53 home runs and 120 RBIs his first year in 2019. Next year, he gets hurt. Okay? Only played in 57 games. Still smacks 16 home runs, 35 RBIs. Next year, 37 home runs, 94 RBIs. The year after that, 2022, 40 home runs, 131 RBIs. Actually, 2020 was COVID. I apologize. You got to remember that because there was a truncated season because of all the stuff that was going on in COVID, okay? So in real seasons, where you're talking about a real regular season taking place, this man has had 53, 37, 40, 46, 34, and this past season, 38 home runs. And is Mr. Reliable and doesn't miss games. Doesn't miss games. And you let that man walk out the door. You let that man walk out the door. Wow. You know what? As a New York Yankee fan, as much as I love my Yankees, as disgusted as I have been with them not being able to win a World Series since 2009, as disappointed as I am that there's always some big-time pitcher that ends up somewhere else other than with the New York Yankees. Looking at all of these things, paying attention to all of these things, I got to tell y'all something right now. Got to tell y'all something. It's better than being a Mets fan. Got to tell y'all that. Got to tell you that. See, the Yankees might have lost Juan Soto, but you didn't see Aaron Judge leave the building. You didn't see that happen. I mean, you're the Mets. You can't get the you don't get Schwarber, but you end up losing a closer and a big-time hitter for you in Queens, New York, and you got money issues when you're in the largest market in the United States? How's that possible? It's possible when it's the Mets. It's why they're the Mets. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio, coming at you every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then Mad Dog Russo comes on 3 to 6. And then after that, this show re-airs from 6 to 8 p.m. So stick around. It's a lot to listen to right here on Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82. Let me get to another subject, and this involves the sport of football. Because Jerry Jones, owner for the Dallas Cowboys, was on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, Texas, talking about the Cowboys' shot at winning the NFC East. Now, you wouldn't think they would think they have a shot because they are a game and a half back. Obviously, a lot of help is needed in order for them to get to the playoffs. Remember, they've already lost to the Chicago Bears. They've already tied with the Green Bay Packers. They've already lost to the Carolina Panthers. They've lost to the Detroit Lions, okay? And so when you look at these teams that are ahead of them in the race for the playoffs, it seems very, very daunting and very big of a long shot that the Cowboys are going to make the playoffs. As a matter of fact, we deduced that the best shot that the Dallas Cowboys would have of making the playoffs if they were to win the NFC East. Listen to what Jerry Jones had to say when asked that particular question. Here it is.
Well, again, I know it's cliche, but we've got to concentrate on the Chargers. On the Minnesota Vikings this weekend, and that's a big game for us. But, boy, you see that, you need to stay in there every play. Every play is meaningful right at this particular time, and we sure got a shot at this thing.
Yeah, he thinks they have a shot. And guess what? He ain't lying, because the way that the Philadelphia Eagles have been looking over the last three games, why would he believe otherwise? The Philadelphia Eagles, but I believe they're scheduled to play the Raiders this coming weekend. That's who they're scheduled to play. And if you lose to the Las Vegas Raiders on your home turf, I mean, you think, you understand, the world is collapsing before their very eyes in Philadelphia now. Could you imagine what it'll be like if they end up losing this game against the 2-11 Las Vegas Raiders? If they lose to the Raiders, what's to say they won't lose to the Commanders, who they played twice over the last 3 weeks of the season? Who's to say that won't happen? That's how I look at it. So this is a very, very big game for the the Eagles that are on a three-game losing streak. The Raiders should be nothing to deal with. They're not a good team. As a matter of fact, they're pretty damn awful. And the Eagles should be able to have their way with the Raiders. If that is not the case, could you imagine how the world will be collapsing before the Philadelphia Eagles? Think about this right now. You're talking about Jalen Hurts, who's a reigning Super Bowl champion, a Super Bowl MVP, and a starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. Nick Sirianni is actually being asked questions about potentially benching Jalen Hurts in favor of a backup. Do you know who his backup is? Because, ladies and gentlemen, I covered the damn sport, and I had to look it up. The backup quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles is some dude out of Stanford named Tanner McKee. Tanner McKee, a sixth-round pick out of Stanford. That is the backup. And knowing that that is the backup, Philadelphia is so disgusted as a city with its quarterback, they're asking the coach as to whether or not he's going to get benched. Needless to say, Nick Sirianni felt compelled to speak up for his starting quarterback. Here's what he had to say.
Is Jalen definitely your starter Sunday?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there a possibility later this season, if he continues to struggle, that you can make a change at the quarterback spot?
No, I think that's ridiculous. You know, I think, you know, Jalen Hurts, I know every time I go out in that field with Jalen Hurts as our quarterback, we have a chance to win the game. And that's something that's been proven. You know, you win together as a team, you lose together as a team. It's never just one thing. Every time I walk out on that field and Jalen Hurts is the starting quarterback, I have so much confidence that we can win every game and any game that we play that and that we're in.
I don't mind the question because I don't think it's a serious one. I don't think anybody would sense, particularly in the city of Philadelphia, once Tanner McKee lined up behind center with playoff berth on the line. I don't believe that for one second. I think the city of Philadelphia knows better. I think the city of Philadelphia recognizes that somebody like Jalen Hurts is an individual that has a history of responding under duress, under criticism and vitriol and skepticism, and he's risen to the occasion. And as a result, he's performed admirably. We've seen him do so in not one but two Super Bowls where he outplayed Patrick Mahomes. We saw him win one along with league MVP honors. That is a fact. But here are some facts that would justify Philadelphia Eagles fans not wanting to bench Jalen Hurts, but wanting to light a fire under him so they could get things going. First of all, the offense through 13 games is the worst it has been in Sirianni's 5 years as a head coach. In yards per game, points per game, and efficiency per drive, they ranked 24th in the NFL in yards, 19th in points, 22nd in rushing, 22nd in passing, 23rd on third downs. Although they're number one in the red zone, that's primarily due to the tush push, which we all know. Okay? And so when you look at it from that standpoint, you gotta say, what the hell is going on? You just got to do that. All right? And here's another thing that's alarming. Over this three-game losing streak, A.J. Brown, who has voiced his discontent and lamented the state of affairs with the Philadelphia Eagles practically all season long, has been targeted 35 times over the last three games. He's caught 24 passes for 342 yards, 14.3 yards per reception, and three touchdowns. By the way, receiving yards, that leads the NFL in the last 3 weeks. 24 receptions, that's tied for the lead in the NFL. 18 first downs of those 24 receptions, 18 were for first downs. That leads the NFL. His 35 targets is second in the NFL. And his three touchdown catches are tied for third in the NFL. And yet the Eagles are 0-3 in those games, having committed 9 turnovers in the last three games, 7 of them by Jalen Hurts, when over the first 10 games they had only surrendered 4 turnovers. And then we also got to take into account the Eagles were supposed to be a run-first team. Over the past three games, they've thrown the ball 113 times. They've run the ball 60 times. I mean, that's the fourth most pass attempts and the sixth fewest rushing attempts in the league. It was always the other way around with the Philadelphia Eagles with Sirianni. Except now. Why now? Why not? What the hell is going on? What's the problem? They got to figure it out. Cowboys, Bears, Chargers, all three teams have beaten the Philadelphia Eagles over the last three games. And oh, by the way, did you know that in those three games, the Philadelphia Eagles, this ain't about Hurts, this ain't about Saquon Barkley. You know what this is about? This is also about a defense that has given up 575 yards rushing in the last three games, which is dead last in rushing defense during that stretch. That's what the Eagles have done against the Bears, against the Cowboys, against the Chargers. So against Javonte Williams, against DeAndre Swift, against Omarion Hampton, who had been out for weeks with ankle injury and he came back, against those three guys, they've given up 575 yards rushing. These are the Philadelphia Eagles I'm talking about. Got to pay attention to it. Got to pay attention to it. Because it's not a good look. There's no other way to slice this. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. You know I'm telling the truth. It's something to be concerned about. And we just got to keep it a buck. Plain and simple. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Corey in Illinois. You're live with Stephen A. Talk to me, Corey. How are you?
What up, Stephen? How are we doing today, buddy?
I'm doing all right. Can't complain.
Okay. Okay, so I just got a quick question for you. Okay, so we play the Philadelphia Eagles this week, which we know that's going to be a loss. But Geno's already talking about he wants out of Vegas. He don't want to be there no more. He can't take the fans. He can't take the heat. So get your ass out the kitchen then. But two, the following week, we're going to go against the Giants. Now, that's the game that's going to determine the first pick of the overall draft for 2026. Big talk about Mendoza, but Raiders have a lot of holes on their team right now. A couple of the other top teams are going to be up there picking.
I don't give a damn about what holes. Stop right there. I don't give a damn about what holes you have to take. If you've got a quarterback that you believe in, you got to draft him.
Who are we going to have coach him, though? That's my question to you today.
I don't know. I don't know yet. We'll know as we come along. But I'm trying. You might want to pursue Marcus Freeman out of Notre Dame. You might want to do that.
And I told you that from the beginning of the year. That's who I want.
You might want to do that, okay? But let me say this to you. Let me say this to you. I don't want to hear about anything. If there's a quarterback that you know you want that is available at your draft slot, whatever slot that may be, you grab that quarterback. It's too important. It don't matter. You'll have a coach by then, but I don't give a damn if you didn't. You got to draft a quarterback. If you believe in
Mendoza,
a quarterback.
If we can grab, know. I want Mendoza. I want Mendoza. If we can grab Mendoza, we got to have Johnny back behind. Johnny never got a first quarterback.
Mendoza will win the Heisman, in my opinion, because of that play against Penn State to Omar Cooper. Omar Cooper with that spectacular catch and tippy toe in the end zone. I mean, that's just one for the ages. And the Heisman is about moments just as much as it is about anything else. And I think that, you know, that call on Fox by the great Gus Johnson, I mean, that was just unbelievable. It was a fabulous call. It was the moment in college football this year. I think Mendoza, even though Pavia and what he's done at Vanderbilt has been special, and we got to give him love, and his story is a phenomenal story, etc. I think all of us believe that Mendoza is going to win it. But what belief do we have in Mendoza as a quarterback on a National Football League level? I think, you know what I think helps Mendoza? How we've seen Drake May look this year. What has come of that. And I think that you got to look at that. Now, J.J. McCarthy, I don't believe helps much, but he has been injured the last two seasons. He came back from an ankle injury after being gone for several games this year. And last year he was injured and he was out the whole year. So I just don't know. It's hard to really put it into words. But in the end, I will tell you, the bottom line is that if it'll likely be Mendoza. It'll likely be Mendoza, Corey.
John Gruden's the man for the job with Mendoza, with the number one. He's never had a number one quarterback.
You can't bring John Gruden back to the Vegas Raiders. Let me take that back. It doesn't seem like you could. You're the one that let him go. But in fairness to Mark Davis was compelled to let him go. He really didn't want to. And when you talk about a coach whose mystique personifies everything Raider Nation prides itself on being, the man affectionately known as Chucky, who looked like the movie, you know, sinister movie character, Chucky the doll. John Gruden. Listen, what he did, what he was caught doing in those emails were egregious and can't apologize. You can't be an apologist for him. But in the same breath, the real, real question is, Corey, should it be a death sentence for his football career? And I don't think it should be. I don't think it should be.
Now, my third one, Stephen, my third coach, if we could get, what if you go ahead and get Mendoza as head coach right now?
No, you're not getting coaching Smitty. Why would he leave? Does it get any better than, I mean, this man has built the program. They've been 80 years since they've done anything, and he's built this program. He's clearly the face of the program. His future is secure, even though one could easily make the same argument for Marcus Freeman and Notre Dame, but they got to find a conference to play in. I'm just of the mindset that Cignetti, no, he's a college coach. You see certain guys, and they just look like a college coach. And Cignetti appears to be that guy, so I would say no. Appreciate the call. T-Love in Philly, you're live with Stephen A. What's up, T-Love? How are you?
Yeah, Stephen A. Yeah, you know, we've been talking about the Eagles for a while, and like I say, Jeff Saturday is right on point with his take, man. I can't believe Greenberg this morning playing that knucklehead from WIP, man. That station ain't been the same since Angelo left. That guy has about as much objectivity as a priest.
You talking about Angelo Cataldi?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, that's my buddy. But go ahead.
Yeah, like I said, man, that guy that got on there now, he's got about as much objectivity as a priest in a room full of Boy Scouts, you know? He's not going to ever be wrong about anything he says, and so I just dismiss him altogether. That's not the way the whole town feels about the quarterback. Yeah, the quarterback's not playing well. We all acknowledge that. The offense is not well designed, and it hasn't been doing well since the beginning of the season. We acknowledge that also. The head coach, this is his fault. This is his problem. This is the same problem he had in 2023. We keep beating a dead horse. I mean, it's not going to get any better this year. I say stick a fork in them this year. They'll make the playoffs, but they won't go anywhere. We have to wait till next year. We have to see just what
so,
type of
organization. With that being said, T, how do you feel when you talk about stick a fork in them for this year? What changes would you like to see for next season so they could get back to what they were last year?
Well, it's so obvious. We have to get in a licensed, professional, experienced offensive coordinator. And maybe a babysitter for the head coach.
A babysitter?
I'm saying that because I don't trust the guy. If he doesn't have the ability to not make these decisions in the first place, then he's going to lead us into this path. You know, what is it? Every off year now.
Well, you got to also remember that the games against Chicago and the Chargers did come down to the wire. You know, it wasn't like they gave up a 21-point lead like they did against the Cowboys. These were tough, competitive games against quality, two potential playoff teams in the NFL in both the Chicago Bears and the Los Angeles Chargers. And it came down to the wire. It's not like they were getting into those mismatches anywhere and they were getting blown out on anything. You know, the Chargers, you know, the Bears have been opportunistic and the Chargers got a big-time defense. So we can't ignore either scenario, bro.
Well, here's the difference. Both of those teams are well coached.
Okay.
You could say
they are, but neither Ben Johnson or Jim Harbaugh have won a Super Bowl championship.
True.
As a coach.
That's true.
That's Sirianni. That's true. So you could say that, but you are talking about a man that's taken you to two Super Bowls over the last 3 or 4 years, and he won one.
That's true. Listen, there's a word that you use consistently, and it's called fluidity, okay?
Okay.
There's no fluidity in the way the Eagles have not given this young man, and I'm talking about Jalen Hurts, a consistent offensive production schedule, a coordinator. That you can't go every year with replacing the offense. It's not going to work.
But listen, I got to go, but I'll say this to you. What happens is that when you win, everybody want what you have. if Kellen Moore, I mean, you got to remember when you lost two coordinators when you went to the Super Bowl and lost. Okay? So you can't forget that. You know, when you see Steichen in Indianapolis and you see your man in Arizona, I mean, they had coordinators that got head coaching jobs. And then, and that was when you lost the Super Bowl. And by the way, Eric Bieniemy, your assistant that was calling plays with Andy Reid, couldn't get a job as a head coach. But they did. Then you turn around after that happens, and here we are a couple of years later. You go back to the Super Bowl. This time you win, and then they New Orleans Saints pluck Kellen Moore away from you, even though I think he probably wishes he was back in Philadelphia with the way New Orleans has looked this year. But I'm just saying, all of these things, I mean, it's coming home to roost, no doubt about it. And you want to see real quarterback problems? Look down to New Orleans. They don't have one. They don't have one. So, I mean, it's a mess down there. Luckily, that's not the case with Philadelphia Eagles because Jalen Hurts has already proven what he brings to the table. But people are going to try to light a fire on them. They're going to ask about the backup. They're going to ask about his benching because they want to say, wait a minute, we got to do something. We can't just stand pat and continue to do what we've been doing. But they got to pay attention to the fact that you do have a defense that's given up 575 yards rushing in the last three games. Now, I mean, it's you can't ignore that. I'm just saying. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. Back with your calls and more in a minute. Plus, the one and only Marshall Faulk is coming on the show with us right now as well. Second overall pick in the 1994 NFL Draft. Offensive Rookie of the Year. A three-time Offensive Player of the Year. An NFL MVP. The brother's spectacular. Obviously, a Hall of Famer. He's the great one. He's Marshall Faulk. All that and more coming up next. So stick around. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show. Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio, back with more in a minute.